Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast. What do you do on vacation, work, or unplug? Welcome to the Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast by Business English with Christina. If you want to be confident speaking English, network with professionals around the world, and practice speaking to become fluent faster, join us. We have 9 conversation sessions every week. Plus, podcast listeners get a 50% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code FFCC50. The link to join is in the show notes. Now, let's go. All right. Hi, everybody. This is Christina here, and I'm here with Janine today from the lovely south of France. Janine, how are you doing?
I'm really great, thanks. I'm a bit tired because I need some time off.
Yeah. don't we all? Yeah, exactly. You know, everybody needs time off.
You just had a holiday.
I just had my 3 weeks of time off. But very, very interesting segue into today's topic, because it's what do you do on vacation, work, or unplug? And we're going to talk about vacation, work, time off, unplugging, and all of that fun stuff. So what do you typically do on vacations? Do you have a tendency to work while you're on vacation, or do you totally unplug, take time off, etc.?
I think it depends very significantly on whether you are in your own business, which is you,
yeah,
and you're running it, or whether you have a job. When I used to have a job, I would take time off completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I go like, I'm not available for the next week or 2 weeks.
Right.
But in my own business, I actually very rarely take holidays because, and in English and Australian, we call them holidays rather than vacation.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, very good point.
And I really take them because when I don't work, I don't get paid. So
it's like, okay, I can take a vacation, but, you know, no money's going to be coming in. And
it's a double-edged sword, as they say.
Yep. No, I totally agree. It really is. Because, it's like you said, you know, I feel like if you're an employee, and it also, like, I think it also can depend on the company culture. But I feel like in the U.S., the company culture is, for most companies, I would say, there is this expectation that even if you are, you know, even if you put in for PTO, your paid time off, and you have logged off, you know, for 2 days, because that's what vacation is in the US. If you've logged off for your vacation, there's still this expectation that, hey, if we need you, you need to be available to respond and things like that.
So it's like the company has bought your soul and you've got no life.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I'd say that kind of sums it up. Yeah. I remember one time I was talking on the phone to my mom. It was like in August. And so I told my mom, I said, oh, well, tomorrow I'm on vacation tomorrow. Meaning, of course, you know, I'm going on vacation for 2 or 3 weeks starting tomorrow, because in France, that's what you do. And my mom in the US said, oh, that's good. You have a day off. And I said, no, mom, it's going to be, you know, 3 weeks off. And she's just like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know, have some downtime, not do anything, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And that's what is amazing about the American culture is they can't even understand what you might do for a number of weeks. Mm.
Yeah. It's like, you're going to get bored because you don't have work to occupy your time. And you're like, yeah, exactly.
Well, no, I actually have other things that I could do, like travel, explore,
read, enjoy, do nothing,
read, do sit nothing, on the beach, do
go nothing to museums.
Yeah.
Go ride your bike for hours and hours and hours, you know, all that fun stuff.
Get in some self-nurturing.
Yeah, very, very, very important. Yeah. But I think, you know, I think a lot of companies in the US, especially, you know, there were a lot of layoffs. You know, companies are having real difficulties finding staff and things like that. Or they had staff, they laid them off, and now they can't find staff to replace people, which means that, that there's just not enough employees to cover all of the work And so that, yeah, they're asking people to, I guess, yeah, to, I mean, they've even created this word, a workation, which is like, yeah, it's like this concept should not exist, but it's the idea of work plus vacation put together. You have a workation. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense because you're at work or either you're at vacation on vacation, but not both. But again, like you said, double-edged sword, if you're your own employee or if you're the boss of your own company or if you're an entrepreneur, because it means that, you know, you kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say you have to have workations. You have to work during your vacation. It's a decision to make, you know, to totally close down your business for a longer period of time, a couple of weeks, perhaps? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to accept that during your vacation, you're going to have to do a little bit of work?
And I think that's a matter of structuring it so that you can still have your downtime, still, you know, close off from business. Mm. But maybe you just say, okay, for half an hour each morning, I check my emails and respond to phone calls. I think it's very important, particularly when you have your own business, to be disciplined.
Right.
Workation. Is workation or tautology? Is it a tautology where the two words actually contradict each other?
I guess it depends on your definition of vacation. You know, if you're an American, no. If you are in any other country, yes. Right. But no, yeah, I would say, you know, but I agree. And that's kind of what I do when I go on vacation. It's, you know, I say, you know, I don't want to just go like disappear for 3 weeks, although it depends on where I'm at in Brittany and if there is actually an internet connection. Yes. Sometimes I am forced to log off. But then what I'll do is I'll find a co-working space and say, all right, well, maybe one morning each week I'll go in and I'll just get the work done and check in with everybody and whatnot. And you know, not like say, I'm going to have this heavy workload and do my net regular work. I'm really going to just do a little bit of minimum work, I would say, to keep things going, which I feel like helps me to relax because then I'm like, all right, I know that everything is going okay. I know that, you know, everyone has everything they need and we're all good. So.
So do enough to keep the wheels oiled or greased.
Yeah, I would say keep it running, but also be sure to log off and take your downtime so that you can keep yourself running in the long run, I'd say.
Yeah, we all need that. I think it's really important that it's actually really important for our brains and our emotional and mental health and spiritual health that we do take time out.
Time off, yeah.
We don't live to work.
That's not what Americans would say, but okay. but I agree with you. I agree with you. You know, work is a part of life and it can be a very enjoyable part of life, but it can't be all of your life, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. Totally. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Janine. And enjoy. We're done for today. It's at the end of the day. So you're going to be able to log off, enjoy the evening and, have a good one.
Some downtime. Thanks a lot, Christina.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Talk soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening this week. If you want to do more than just listen and you want to practice speaking vocabulary and get the confidence in English that you need for your career, become a member of the Faster Fluency Conversation Club today. And if you want to try the club, we'll give you a guest invitation to a free first session so that you can see for yourself how awesome this club is. To arrange your guest invitation, email us at contact@christinarubafe.com and just ask. We'll take care of you.